Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. As you know, Tuesday is always an exciting day because it's new music and also new books that are on the horizon. Our next guest is someone who's going to be celebrating the release of his new project tomorrow. Hinton Battle is not only a Tony Award-winning recording artist, but he's also, of course, an individual that has made his name not only on television and film, but also on the stage as well. His new project, Something New, is coming out tomorrow. He's here to talk to us not only about his amazing career, but also what you all can expect from the new project as well. Hinton, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you, Cyrus?
Doing really good, Hinton. Hey, look, we really appreciate you for coming on. I mean, as I said, you know, tomorrow's a big day for you with the new project coming out, and you've had such an amazing career up until this point, Hinton, so I know people are excited to hear about Something New, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. But, Hinton, I know, you know, with your schedule, you may not get a chance to really think back a lot on your successes and what you've done, but what has it been like for you to not only have a love of the arts, but to be able to share that with the world?
Oh, man, it's a joy to be able to do what you love and be able to, you know, make a living at it and people appreciate it. You know, you can't ask for anything more. I mean, I love entertaining. I love performing. I love being on the stage. I love doing film. I love doing all of it. I mean, there's no aspect of the industry that I don't like or appreciate. So for me, it's pure joy, pure joy.
Well, as I said, tomorrow is going to be a big day. It is the CD release, of course, for Something New. For those who can't actually make that event that's taking place in New York, of course, they'll be able to get the music in digital format. You know, one of the things that has been so interesting when I was prepping for this segment with you, Hinton, is that, you know, the way that we not only talk about films has changed, the way we get our music has changed, and you have been able to be a part of that change. What do you think has been the key to your longevity and your success?
I think you got to be flexible. You can't, you know, you got to be able to move, and you know that's such an important part of the creative aspect. You know, you've got to
right.
be able to be flexible and change, and you know, I'm always listening to new things and watching stuff, and you know, seeing what's out there and letting it influence me in a positive way. You know, and I think that's the key because a lot of people will look at new stuff very negatively and won't embrace it. I embrace it. I you know, there's value in everything.
I think that's so true.
Know?
And I think, too, for a lot of people, too, you know, Hinton, when it comes to music especially, you know, I think about the project, Something New, that's coming out tomorrow. You are able to not only remain flexible, but also to pay tribute to those who have come before you. Why does that being so important for you to not only share your own influences with us, but to allow us to be able to be reintroduced to them as well?
Well, you know, America has a tendency, this is all of America, we create it, it's brilliant, and then we toss it away.
Yeah.
Europe takes it over, every place else takes it over, you know, and, you know, this is great music, you know, this is classic music. This music has been around since, oh my God, I don't even know when a lot of these songs are actually written, but it still stands, it still, you hear it and you go, wow, that is just beautiful. You know, so it's great music, and to be able to have the opportunity to get this music and then put my own sort of spin on it, how I feel, how it emotionally touches me on it, my own personal touch to it is, you know, priceless. You know, I work with Lee Pearson, who's a phenomenal drummer, jazz drummer, and we came up with these arrangements, and Terry Brewer and I, and you know, to be able to go in the studio and stand in that little box and sing these songs from your heart and how you feel and let the music take you, you know, it's great. You know, we're in the studio. It's live. Live musicians.
Exactly.
You know, everything is live. So, it's,
right.
you know, so to be able to put it back out there and to have people embrace it the way they've been embracing it has been, you know, you can't ask for more. You can't ask for more. So it's, it's nice to be able to do that and to bring the heritage and bring all of that comes with it back in a new way, and people still love it.
Exactly. They definitely do, and I think it's something that you've been able to touch many generations through, Hinton. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the privilege today of speaking with Hinton Battle. He is not only a Tony Award-winning individual, but someone who has a genuine love of the arts and is able to share that love in everything that he does. He has a new project that's coming out tomorrow. It's called Something New. We'll be telling you a little bit later about not only the release event around the project, but also how you'll be able to get it for yourself. I think another thing that's so fascinating about you, Hinton, is that, you know, you have been able to kind of be a part, you know, of so many areas of people's lives. I mentioned, of course, television, film, and then, of course, stage. And I think what is so great about that, and now, of course, you know, with music, you know, being able to share music the way that you are, I think you really are showing us as well how you can really be evolved as an individual. I think that has been so important. Do you think also that because of you're not being afraid to take chances, that's another reason why you are able to enjoy success the way you have?
I always take chances. Every time I walk on that stage, I'm taking a chance. You know, any project I do, I take a chance. And I love the challenge of a chance. I mean, I love to have to rise. I love working under pressure. I mean, I thrive with it. So taking a chance, you got to take a chance. I mean, a lot of people have great success, and they're too afraid to move beyond that because they've had such great success. So it can be almost, it can stifle you. So you just have to, yeah, that was then, and then you got to keep going. You got to keep going. You know, and not everything is going to be brilliant, you know, but you got to let yourself grow. You got to let yourself fall down so you can get back up. Figure it out. What do I got to do? Let's try this again. Let's do this. Let's do that, you know. But so the chance part of it is the exciting part for me, taking that chance. I mean, I get really excited. Like, oh, here we go. They're gonna kill me. They're gonna pulverize me.
I love the fact that you said that, because I believe, and I'm curious to see your thoughts about this, that one of the reasons why more people don't have success, Hinton, is because they don't take the chance. They're not willing to try. Do you think that's what holds people back? I mean, why they're not able to get more done, because they're afraid of what will happen instead of just going for it.
Right, absolutely. Or either they let other things get in the way that influence their decision to not do it. Maybe they don't politically believe it, or whatever it is. I mean, it could be anything. I don't like that kind of music. But, you know, there's always value in everything. You got to listen to it. Really listen to what's being said. Listen to what's being played. Listen to how those beats are coming down. Listen to how the syncopation is working within the beat, how the rhythm is working within the beat, how the vocals are working within the beat. You know, listen to it. I mean, there's beauty in everything. You just gotta listen. You gotta take the time.
There you go. I think that is it. I mentioned, of course, Something New is getting ready to come out tomorrow. Another thing that I want to talk to you about, because I think that we, in no matter what profession we're in, Hinton, can learn a lot about this. And I've heard people say this about you, how not only you are an individual that is comfortable with himself, but you're not afraid, of course, of others' success. I want to talk about how you've gotten to that place, because, you know, we live in a world where the crab mentality is alive and well, where people are so afraid of others getting ahead of him. How have you been able to stay so humble in the face of your success and been able to use your platform to help others?
Well, I don't believe my reviews. I believe them, I appreciate them, but I don't make it me. I'm not my review. You know, I'm a human that has feelings, and things sometimes are great, sometimes are bad, and I don't believe it. You know, I don't make it who I am. It's a part of me, and people express how they feel when they see it, and I appreciate it, but it's not what makes me who I am. And I think what happens a lot of times when you start believing your own press, you know, I think it's very dangerous. I think it's very dangerous. And, you know, I could walk across the street and have my leg taken off any moment. You know, anything could happen. You know, for years I had a career as a dancer. Anything could happen. It could be gone just that quickly.
Right.
So, you know, So I thank God every day when I wake up that my arms, my legs, my health, everything is good, and then I start my day because, you know, I see a lot of people that it's not good. Their health isn't good. So you gotta you know, be a little bit more aware of other besides one. You know, you can't just all be one. We don't live in this world as one. We live in this world as a universe with a lot of people with a lot of issues that have to deal with all the time. And it's important for me, and, you know, people are going to do what they want to do, but for me, I'm very conscious of that. I'm very conscious of that. And I think it's from probably having been a dancer and been injured or, you know, one day I can't walk, and it's like, oh, Lord, is this it?
Right,
this
right.
You know, and making you realize, you know, this could, you know, we're not guaranteed anything. We, you know, there's, you don't sign no paper, ain't no guarantee, and you get stamped. You know, so, you know, we live. Day to day, we live. It's life. We got to embrace that, and I think that's what keeps me humble, and that's what also helps me to try new things, because I don't get so stuck on, well, I'm the best at this, or I don't get stuck on that kind of thing. You know, I did it.
Right.
I did it really hard. I did it as hard as I could. And, you know, okay, it's not time to move on. I mean, so I think that's a part of it as well.
Well, it definitely comes through in everything that you do. And as I mentioned, you're getting ready to celebrate the release of this new project, Something New. I think the title is so appropriate in itself because it's not only something new, but I think it's also, I think, you know, again, showing your willingness to go for things. What do you hope listeners of this project are able to take away from it, Hinton?
I hope they love it. You know, somebody listened to Sophisticated Ladies on there, and they said, oh, my God, this is like sitting on the front porch with a nice wine and just chilling, and, you know. So I just want them to have their own experiences with the music. I want them to enjoy it, how it makes them feel. That would be really nice for me if people could identify their own emotions with how these songs are and the feeling that they are and how we set them, you know. Because when I was recording this, I really, you know, I produced this myself with Lee Pearson, and you know, I've had other record deals, and you know, you don't always get to do what you want to do. You don't always get to get the songs you want as songs, and you know, you want to sing. So this project, I was able to be me. It was very freeing because I could be me, how I felt and how I expressed it. I wasn't trying to fit in any particular slot, you know.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I think people would actually get that. You referenced Sophisticated Lady. For those who have not had a chance to hear a sneak peek of it, you're about to hear it here. Here is Hinton Battle with Sophisticated Lady from Something New. We'll be right back with our final moments with Hinton right after this.
In your early life, romance came, and in this heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day, and died. Disillusions deep in your eyes, you soon learn fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow. I see you now. Never thinking of tomorrow, nonchalant. shining, dancing, dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. So there's a cake, yes, lady, I know. You miss the love you lost long ago. And when nobody is nigh, you cry.
With Sophisticated Lady from his new project, Something New. We've been talking to Hinton today, not only about his journey and his career, but also, of course, the way that people have been responding to him over the world. As I mentioned earlier, Hinton's new project, Something New, is available tomorrow for you guys. But Hinton, in the meantime, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and all the great things that are coming up for you?
Well, you can always reach me on my website, which is hintonbattle.com, or you can tweet me, or you can insta me, or it's all Hinton Battle, whatever. Hinton Battle, whatever. So remember Hinton Battle, and then put the .com or the tweet, and you got me. Yeah,
exactly.
I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what people think. I'd love to hear the response. You know, I love that song. It's a beautiful song, and the words.
It really is. It really is that Hinton, and I think that people are going to really enjoy this project. Congratulations to you. I mean, because I think, you know, there are so many people who would love to have the career that you've been able to have. So I think for you to be able to do it and to be able to share it, you know, with the world the way that you do, I think is such a great thing. And I know that means there will only be more to come from you. And Hinton, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay in contact with you.
Great. I'd love that. I'd love that.
All right.
Thank you very much. I'd love that.
All right.
There'll be more albums to come.
Oh, we're glad to hear that, Hinton. I'm going to hold you to that, okay?
All right. Now you got to play my favorite. I don't know if you can do it now, but my favorite on there is All Blues, the Miles Davis. I love that cut.
Awesome. Okay, we will have to make sure we get that on our afternoon show. We'll definitely make that happen. And then, of course, remembering that the album will be available tomorrow, of course, on your online retailers. Make sure you guys are looking for that. And also, if you're in the New York area, there's information on hintonbattle.com about the release party that's taking place tomorrow in New York. So you guys can make sure to take care of that as well. Hinton, again, congratulations, man. And, look, continued blessings to you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Blessings to you,
well,
so much.
Hey, more than welcome. And we want to thank our good friend Angela Ellerby at Double Exposure for setting up this conversation with us today. And also we want to thank all of you, our listeners, both on the radio dial as well as online, for joining us today. If you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.